أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتيكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ڈیئر ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، الحمدللہ اللہ ہیز بلیسڈ اس اگین ود اندر فرائیڈے اینڈ وی آر گیدر ہیئر ٹو ریممبر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ ہز بلیسنگز اینڈ ٹو سینڈ درود و سلام اینڈ بلیسنگ اپان پرافٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم اینڈ آل ہز households. We will start inshallah with to understand few things. Today's topic is the deeds, the good deeds which bring light towards us, light in us and light for us in this world and hereafter. So the topic is very simple. What are those deeds which we can do which will bring lights and peace and brightness and noor in our lives? So that's actually the objective inshallah we will try to achieve. The ayah which I recited, the translation: oh you believe, be careful of your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in his messenger. He will give you two portions of his mercy and make for you a light with which you will walk and forgive you, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. So the ayah talk about lakum nuran tamshuna bihi. So how the first thing, how Allah will give, what Allah is saying, wattaqullah, fear like Allah. The translation of wattaqu, common translation, is fear Allah. But what type of fear? Mindful of your duties, perform your duties, that's it. You know, you are fear from your father for what? Because you are not doing what he asked. So that's actually the fear, not because he's, you know, zalim or something, like you don't want to see your father. You fear from your parents because they will be unpleased, they will not be happy if you don't follow his commands and what he's asking. Same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wattaqullah, mindful of your duties, perform your duties and be careful of your rights, pay the rights where they belong. So that's actually the beautiful meaning which I like about taqwa, meaning mindful of your duties. So when we perform good deeds and perform our duties according to Islamic teaching and Quranic teachings, so Allah will give us noor. And because of that noor, we will be able to walk properly. So that's actually the noor which we are talking about. So how we will bring this noor in our lives, this is the topic today. What are those deeds? We will go five deeds. That's it. So it should be quick. Five deeds, done. So now we will put some few more ayah to understand the importance of noor. So Allah gave this noor because as a result of obedience of Allah, as a result of good deeds towards Allah. So when we perform good deeds, Allah mercy upon us, Allah give this noor. And what happens? Because of this noor, it will help us in this world and also in hereafter. So what ayah says, yawma taral mu'minina wal mu'minat yas'a nuruhum bayna aydihim wa bi aymanihim. On that day, day of judgment, you will see the faithful men and faithful women will be glittering like the full moon. Okay, on that day, you will see faithful men and faithful women, their light running before them and on their right hands. So at the day of judgment, when every, you know, at Qiyamah, Rozul Qiyamah, and everybody will be, you know, worried about himself only. So Allah will give believing men and believing women this nur, which will be going in front of them. So they will be peaceful and they will have tranquility because Allah bestowed with this nur upon them. So this is the importance of this nur. And there is a beautiful hadith, Sahih Bukhari, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the first batch of people who will enter into the paradise will be glittering like a full moon. So this is another, you know, when we say moon, what moon has? It has nur. It has that brightness, beautiful light in the nur. So Hazrat Sallam saying, the first batch who will enter into the paradise, their faces will be like full moon. And the second batch, and the batch next to them will be glittering like the most brilliant star on the sky. In the sky, you know, there are so many stars. One star is the most brilliant star. So the second batch, after the first batch, their faces will be glittering like those stars. And their hearts will be as if they of a single man. Because those people who will enter into the paradise, they will have no jealousy, they will have no bad feeling, ill feeling for anybody else. And all those people's heart will consider one man heart, single heart. So that's the beauty of this nur, which Allah will give as a result of good deeds and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the overview of today's talk, how we will achieve that nur, how we will attain, how we will gain that nur in our lives. Five deeds which we will perform, and inshallah as a result of that, Allah will give us that nur according to Quran and Sunnah. So we will talk about the first foremost, Quran. What could be? What else it could be? What can bring nur in our lives? Quran, recitation of Quran. The Quran itself is source of nur. Quran, Hazrat Sallam, and Quran also it says what it says. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrijal nasa min az-zulumati ila an-nur bi'izni rabbihim ila siratil azizil hamid. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that you might bring mankind out of darknesses into the light by permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Quran itself is nur and guidance, and it helps us to come out from darknesses into the light and brightness. So the first thing which will bring nur in our lives is Quran, to follow upon Quran teaching, to recite it, because the recites has its own virtues. And we will see hadith says two special. So Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the book of Allah in which there is right guidance and light, so hold fast to this book of Allah and follow upon it. So this is actually the Quran itself is nur, and it gives nur to our lives. Two special thing which Allah mentioned, two specific ayah and surah which also related with the nur is what? Surah Fatiha and last part of Surah Al-Baqarah. So that these two things are considered when you recite, they are actually considered as nur itself. So what is the hadith? There are surahs in the Holy Quran to which Allah mentioned as they will bring light. So what in Sahih Muslim, there is a hadith about this Surah Baqarah and Surah Fatiha. Rejoice in two lights given to you, which have not been given to any other prophet before you. The opening of the book Surah Al-Fatiha and the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. So these two nurs have not given to any prophets, because these are two nurs, so we need to recite these things, two verses. And the Surah Al-Kahf, which is Friday. You know, Friday, we need to recite Surah Al-Kahf. So this is what it says. Hazrat Sallam says, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on Friday will have a light shining for him from one Friday to the next. So this is actually continuous nur. If we recite Surah Al-Kahf every Friday, from one Friday to next Friday, we will have nur in our lives. What this nur will give us? This nur will give us peace in our life, tranquility in our lives, sukoon, sakina in our lives. So that's actually the nur we are talking about. So first thing, recitation of the Quran. Quran recitation will bring nur in our lives. Second thing, making perfect wudu. You know, now we have different types of everything. You know, everything has common level and high level and, you know, elite level. So perfect wudu. Perfect wudu means give its time to wudu. So whoever makes perfect wudu and perform all everything according to the sunnah and make sure nothing is dried. So making wudu is also will give light to us. What is the hadith? The hadith says, on the day of resurrection, my followers will be summoned Al-Gurra Al-Muhajjoon. This is the word, Al-Gurra Al-Muhajjoon. What it means? This is the Arabic word, Al-Gurra Al-Muhajjoon. What is the meaning? The people, their legs will be like nur, their legs will be shining, their faces will be shining, their hands will be shining. Because of the wudu they used to do in this dunya. So the perfect wudu is one another source to bring nur in our lives. So this is the second part. So first deed, recitation of the Quran will bring nur in our lives. Second thing, making perfect wudu will bring nur in our lives. So third thing, definitely when we make wudu, why we make wudu? Wudu we make to perform salah. So the third thing, performing salah will bring nur in our lives. Salah is itself nur. Simple hadith, two words. As-salatu nurun. Hadith s.a.w. says, as-salatu nurun. So nur itself is salah. So alhamdulillah, we are already gathered here to perform salah. May Allah accept our prayers, which will bring nur in our lives. So this is the topic, how we will bring nur in our lives. And there are some specific Salah, which hadith mentioned, two salah. Bashirul Masha'ini fi zulmi ilal masajidi bin nurit tami yawm al qiyamah. What is this? Give glad tidings to those who walk to the masajid in the dark of a perfect light on the day of resurrection. So give glad tidings to the people who walk towards masjid in the dark. What it means? In Fajr and Isha. Two salah is specifically mentioned with the nur. What is the what Basharat give to the people of the Noor at the Day of Judgment? So the third thing is Salah. Fourth, establishing justice. So this is beautiful. So suddenly, you know, we are talking about recitation of Quran. We are talking about perfect wudu. We are talking about Salah, perfect Salah. Now suddenly we are talking about establishing justice. Justice in our, you know, if someone is just, is a ruler, he need to establish justice, or as a individual, we need to do justice in our matters, in our home, with our family member, with our friends, with our relatives. Justice is required everywhere. What is the hadith? Al innal muqsitina indallahi ala manabira min nur. Member of nur, they will be upon those manabir, members, those stages of nur. So the another source, justice. We need to establish justice, so which will bring nur in our lives. So this is the fourth item. The last but not least is love for the sake of Allah. Amazing. This is the beautiful one. You know, we all gather here because we are Muslim brothers and we have love for the sake of Allah. You know, there are some brothers who see each other and they feel so happy. Sometimes you have some brother in masajid, you see them and wow, you know, you want to hug. Because you feel you have love only because of Allah. So that's type of love. You meet in masjid with brothers, with happiness, with pleasure, and you feel good. That is the love which will give us nur. What is the hadith? Mutahabbuna fi jalali lahum manabira min nur. Again, those people who love each other for the sake of Allah, they will be on the stages of nur. So these are the five things which we talk about today. What first thing, how we will bring nur in our lives, how we will bring peace in our lives. Five things. First thing, recitation of Quran. Second, making perfect wudu will bring noor in our life at the day of judgment. Third, performing salah, establishing salah, especially Fajr and Isha in the masjid or with Jama'ah. So that's actually the specifically mentioned about these two salah. Fourth, establishing justice in society, in our community, in our family, with any matters you have performed with justice. The last one, love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the five items. Make sure we perform them, they will bring light in our lives, inshallah. And this light will help us in our daily matters. And you know, you will feel active, you will feel so peaceful, you will feel some sukoon in your hearts. So that is the light. And also, same light will be helping us in the day of judgment. So this is, inshallah, this is the topic we covered. So at the end, the beautiful dua Hazur sallallahu alaihi wa sallam used to recite in the salah after tahajjud. So what is that dua? Beautiful. Allahumma ij'alli fi qalbi nuran. O Allah, make nur, light in my heart. Next, wa fi lisani nuran. Everywhere. You know, Hazur sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, beautiful dua. Everywhere nur. From top to bottom, everywhere. Wa fi lisani nuran. In my tongue. Wa fi sam'i nuran. In my ears. Peace. I hear only good things. That is the nur. No bad things. Wa fi basari nuran. Same thing. In my eyes, bring nur. Wa min fawqi nuran. Above nur. Wa min tahti nuran. In my feet, nur. Wa an yamini nuran. On my right side, nur. Wa an shimali nuran. On my left side, nur. وَمِنْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ نُورًا. Everywhere, in front of me, nur. وَمِنْ خَلْفِ نُورًا. In my backside, nur. وَجْعَلِّي فِي نَفْسِي نُورًا. Everything from my nafs, nur. And give nur everywhere. So this is actually the beautiful dua. We can find, if you just type, you know, Google, dua of nur, you will find this dua. Print beautiful, you know, image is beautiful. So you can share, you can recite, you can memorize. This is pretty simple dua, alhamdulillah. So we make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this nur which we talk about because of these five things: salah, wudu, Quran, justice, and love for each other, for the sake of Allah. So may Allah accept our efforts. May Allah bring this nur in our life. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.